Dear parent or guardian, the letter begins, in accordance with Louisiana's public school choice policy, we're required to inform you that your child is enrolled at a public school that's projected to receive a grade of F. That's what parents from Ravel Elementary School in Louisiana received last week. And like many schools, since No Child Left Behind was passed, failing schools have to allow their students to transfer to a better school in the district if they are failing. So parents got the choice to go to two other schools. One had a B rating, one with a C minus. But if you kept reading in that letter, you would come to this note. Please note, white students at Rayville Elementary School will not be allowed to transfer to the listed schools due to the present provisions issued in the federal Richland Parish School desegregation case. We're joined now by the president of the school board in Richland Parish, Kevin Epinette. Thanks so much for joining us, Kevin.
Yes, ma'am.
How many students does this apply? How many white students are not allowed to transfer?
Roughly looking at about approximately 45 to 55 students.
So their option is literally one. The parents can only leave their kids at that school?
That's correct.
Or put them in private school?
Correct.
And what is happening with the school? What measures are being taken to bring it out of the F territory?
Reevaluation of the plans, new lesson plans, swapping out some faculty, and just trying to get mostly parental involvement involved in the school. That's our biggest issue there, is to get parents involved, help their children, encourage their children, and help bring these scores up.
But I'm guessing that your phone has been ringing off the hook from angry parents.
It has.
And what are you hearing?
It's how is that fair? That's discrimination, and yes, we agree that it is, but unfortunately, we're bound by federal law and we have to obtain those standards.
Well, we can get a better understanding of this law from Wendy Scott, law professor at North Carolina Central University, and written extensively on desegregation law. Wendy, help us understand what's going on here. This school is kind of trapped, caught between a couple different laws.
Yes, hello, and thank you for inviting me. You're absolutely right. There is a conflict between the desegregation order that was issued in 1968 and the current state law or federal law that requires schools to be graded under No Child Left Behind, or in this case, states that have received waiver from the No Child Left Behind Act have to have their own plans in place and grade the performance. But there appears to be a conflict on the surface, but the mandate issued by the courts to desegregate is based on a constitutional doctrine established in Brown versus Board of Education. So whenever there's a conflict between a constitutional mandate and a statutory mandate, the constitutional mandate is going to prevail, which is what has happened in this case. But it certainly has perverted the intent of the original desegregation order, which was to integrate the schools, not to discriminate against any particular group of students.
Well, because you could end up with a still all-white school just because the rest of the students leave. You know, Kevin, what's the diverse makeup of this school? Is it basically segregated? Would it be segregated if it were not for this law that Professor Scott's talking about?
The school in question, Ravel Elementary, is a majority black school. And in our consent decree, it says that a student who is a majority at one school may transfer to another school where they will become the minority and start as a predominantly white school. And so over the last, basically this took effect in 1986, and those students have been allowed this whole time to transfer to start.
Even without this failing grade?
Correct. That's correct.
Do you have any idea how many students will transfer?
Not at this time. I know we've transferred roughly approximately 25 to 30 students. The letters went out this past week. We're having a meeting with the parents this coming week, and from there we'll be able to tell how many more will transfer.
Wendy, I read some comments on the local paper there in Richland Parish. I wonder if there's legal recourse. Many of the parents are talking about suing in order to be able to remove their kids from a failing school. Do they have recourse?
Under the desegregation law that developed in the early 1990s, the school board would be able to seek an order to come out from under the desegregation order, to say that they had made good faith effort to integrate the schools. And so under these 1990 Supreme Court decisions, even if a school remains racially identifiable, as long as the school board is able to demonstrate that they made good faith efforts to integrate the school board can always seek to be relieved either completely or at least partially from the school desegregation order. The parents probably have limited recourse in the courts unless they want to challenge perhaps the state's plan, the failing grade that they receive. But the recourse for parents is limited as long as the desegregation order is in place and the school board, which is the party to the order, does have recourse if they believe they have grounds to seek relief from the order.
Kevin, I have to imagine you're very frustrated at this point, and I wonder if what you really feel is that you're trapped between two laws that aren't necessarily achieving what they were intended to do in the first place.
Exactly. That's it. We're, like we've said, we're the middleman. We're the bad guy because we're trapped between two. And as Professor Scott said, we've had the Justice Department come in this past spring, and they've evaluated all our schools, and we've just been waiting on them to send back an official report on what they suggest that we do now to be able to help try to get out from under these DSEG orders.
So, I mean, but you have no idea when that may happen or if it could happen before school begins in the fall.
No, that's not going to be the case. I mean, you know, we're dealing with the federal government. This could take months before we ever hear back from them.
So it will remain as stands that students can transfer out of what is a failing school, Rayville Elementary, unless they're white.
That's correct.
Kevin Epinette is the president of the school board in Richland Parish, and Wendy Scott is a law professor at North Carolina Central University. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
I know many of you probably have a reaction to this story and thoughts about the issue of desegregation coming right up against the issue of trying to keep schools from failing. Give us a call with your thoughts at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post your comments to thetakeaway.org.